Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Punches being thrown.
You know, he did look pained in the celebration. It looked like it was physical harm going on. All right, so I was just, look, Lucas Raymond, we always talk about how the Red Wings need to go get that superstar. They got to either trade for a guy or get some lottery luck or, you know, sign that free agent, blah, blah, blah. What if that superstar is Lucas Raymond? What if they've got the guy in-house and he's just blossoming? He's 22 years old. He's 22 years old. You know Austin Matthews?
It's funny you say because I'm.
It was his sixth season in the league where he blew up. His sixth.
Well,
he had 40 goals, but Lucas Raymond could do that next year. Look at his sixth season.
I got you. I mean, his sixth season, he had 106 points, had the 60 goals, but his first season, he had 40 goals. His second season, he had 34 in 62 games. He had 37 in 68, 47 in 70, 41 in 52. I mean, he hit the ice.
He went next level, though. He went next level his sixth year. Draisaitl, his fifth season was the first season he went over 100 points. Nathan MacKinnon, he went over 90 points in his fifth season, 100 points in his 10th season. All these guys were like mid to late 20s when they really shifted into the next gear. Lucas Raymond at 22 could be that guy for us.
Yeah, at 22 to hit 31 goals going into the last game of the season, I'm not saying it's not impressive because it is impressive. Can he get to that level and be one of these guys? I guess. I don't count on it, but it's okay if he doesn't because I think he's at this level where you expect him to get better. And can he challenge to be a 100-point-a-season guy? Wow, that's kind of crazy to think, but yeah, he can.
I'm intrigued at his age and his what we're seeing. Maybe he is that superstar. Maybe he is going to be that. Maybe he will do. I mean, look, we have to realize, yeah, these guys started to peak and play at their best, 25, 26, 27, and he's got a couple years to go to get there.
You just look at the top three scorers for Toronto right now. Matthews has 107 points. Nylander has 97 points. And Mitch Marner has 84 points in 67 games. I mean, those are three guys well above point a game. Lucas Raymond is below point a game, but he's in year three. I get what you're saying. And I'm excited about what he can be. I don't know if he could be what the elites are, but I think he can be a point a game guy or maybe even better, and I think he's an all-star.
The question is what you hope and what I hope, and again, we're just talking about what's next for Lucas Raymond. If this is what he is going to be, then next year, obviously, he puts together a full season and goes well over 40 goals. But we'll see. But that could be in play. It could be something we don't talk about and haven't talked about. But could Lucas Raymond actually be that superstar? 248-539-9797. Adam in Gibraltar, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I didn't go to the game last night, but I was watching comfortably from my couch. I did thought about going to the game. Kind of upset I didn't now. But you could, through my TV, I could feel that atmosphere when Raymond scored that game-tying goal and then that OT. I just felt it through the TV. It was unbelievable. You can just tell how much ruckus was in that arena, how much noise was in there. You could feel it. And with this, I mean, Raymond has been the most clutch Red Wings player the last month and a half I have ever seen from a Red Wings player. If they need to extend this dude in the offseason, that's the first thing they should do is extend him. That dude is going to be a superstar. I would love, and that Gostisbehere play had me just in awe. Was just like, you literally grab the puck 6-7 feet in the air, automatically just put it down, and in a half a second you pass it over to Perron. That was such a crazy play, because if he doesn't make that, that's going the other way for an empty net goal. And that is such an unbelievable play that I've never seen a Red Wings player make. But I'm just saying, teams out there, if the Red Wings do get in, I would not want to play them. I honestly would not want to play them. I know they've been struggling.
There's something to be said for a team, yeah, that's playing playoff hockey already, that is accustomed to do or die hockey. That if they win this game tonight and Philly beats Washington and Detroit is in, and they're playing this weekend against the Rangers in the first round of the playoffs, it'll be just like it's been for Detroit. It'll be being that, being the, you know, they've already shifted to this gear. It's nothing new. Now, will they burn out?
I was gonna say,
yeah, you could, but that doesn't mean
they're absolutely exhausted at this point, because sure, the last two games have been fantastically entertaining because they had come back and went in overtime, but the previous two games they lost, and those are games they needed to win.
Here's more on, by the way, we were talking about with Lucas Raymond. This is from Birchie's story today. As a draft prospect, the Birchie kid on our website, 971aticket.com. We'll tweet out the link here so people can see it. As a draft prospect, Raymond drew some of comparisons to Mitch Marner for his ability to make plays in tight spaces. Sherratt, who's seen a lot of Marner over the last several seasons, said that while the Maple Leaf star is equally shifty side to side, Ray still has that straightaway speed too. Marner drafted fourth overall 9 years ago, didn't crack the 70-point threshold until his third season. He's eighth in the league in scoring since. The fourth overall pick on the Red Wings might be on a similar track. So, again, he's kind of getting to that point where maybe MJM, as we like to say, that superstar's in-house.
Well, and they're different players. Raymond's more of a goal scorer, I think, than Marner is. But, you know, Marner's turned himself into quite a player. The previous two seasons, he had 97 and 99 points with over 60 assists each year. In fact, he's gone over 90 points three times in his career. All three times he had more than 60 assists. He's a heck of a player, but he's also playing with some of the best players in the NHL. You look here in Detroit, like Dylan Larkin a lot, but Dylan Larkin's point-of-game guy. Lucas Raymond, point-of-game guy almost. There's not the high end of Auston Matthews like there is in Toronto, but I like where they're at. I like where Lucas Raymond's at in year three. And yeah, he's got potential to get much better. We'll see who they continue to put around this team in the top two lines, and maybe even a third line that can emerge as being a real tough line to play against if they can score.
Ryan's in Dearborn and next here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on? How are you? So I was just wondering, first thing, before I get to my main point, Gator, I was curious why you wanted the Capitals to start half hour later. I know you said that. I was just kind of saying it because once you want Philly to not know anything about the Red Wings game, so they feel like they have something to play for still, or was...
There's a way to look at it there, too. I'm just wondering from a fan standpoint, not necessarily, I guess, a Detroit fan standpoint, but just a hockey fan. I mean, because in the NFL...
All the games, yeah.
I mean, in the NFL, it's kind of cool that at the end of the season, they'll stagger the game. Well, not stagger the games, but they'll move a game from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Delay the Red Wing game.
Okay.
Yeah,
get your logistics people on.
I'll get the logistics people on to make the Red Wings start later. That sounds better.
But my main thing was, I know we're all focusing on Raymond, and everybody loves him. I mean, who doesn't? He's obviously the superstar right now the last week. But I don't know if anybody's realized it. DeBrincat came out of his shell when he had that two-hole game. And I mean, I was just watching him because he's been pretty bad before this. And he is just skating like he needs, like he knows how he should be playing. Like, he's just unreal in my opinion. He scored the two goals. He's been skating. He's out there hustling every single play. You can see him dead tired. He's still getting to all the pucks. I think it goes, I think he's going under the radar because of how good, obviously, yeah, Raymond
is. It feels like with DeBrincat, when he was in a slump, like every puck that went on his stick was bouncing. He never had like a clean puck on his stick. And now the last four games or so, he's had much more time to work with it, and he's showing off what he is as a player. Something else I noticed last night, and it was ever apparent in the third period, is that when the Wings were playing desperate hockey, their best players decided to hang on to the puck a little more and try to create a little more. Like, you know what? It's not going to skate in the zone, look for this guy, pass it there, and da-da-da. No, no. Like, Dylan Larkin started skating circles around players. Patrick Kane was doing the same thing. I'm going to skate around a little bit. Let's bob and weave in there, and I'm going to free myself up a little bit, and at some point it's going to get somebody else open. And it also allowed for players to get in front of the net and create some traffic. It was just much better-looking hockey in the third period for the Red Wings. Now, is that because of desperation, or is that because they just made some conscious efforts to change how they play?
Their effort in the third period was remarkable. Like, and the truth is, I'm a little concerned that they're going to have jello legs tonight. Yeah. Like, that they emptied the tank and...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Probably wish this game was tomorrow because, you know, they're at the end of that game, they're especially the ice time and the effort put in by their top guys. Man, it's going to take a lot to bounce back tonight. Nothing is given in this sport. I mean, Montreal did build a 4-1 lead.
Yeah. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.